Days of Our Lives with Pat Newland on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam. Topics of interest for baby boomers, such as travel, health, homes, safety, university, the third age, gardening and more.
And it's good to see you again, Rachel.
Hello.
Now, today we're going to talk about cruises for the baby boomers, but these are going to be cruises that are a little bit different. What are some of the specialist cruises on offer?
Goodness, there are so many. Anything from specialist activities like going to destinations like Canada to see wildlife and bears and beautiful scenery and whales, whale watching, or you could do specialist cruises that will do cookery courses and seen them do for music lovers that have opera and live shows every night. Photography cruises, where if you want to learn to do more photography and do courses and anything and everything.
So do those sort of cruises, do they advertise themselves as being, if you want, went on a, say you wanted to play bridge or something like that, would those kind of cruises, would they have multiple activities, or would they be, say, well, we're specialising, you know, on this particular cruise, we're specialising in,
they
in
seem to
cruises
do,
or cooking or whatever it might be?
Well, what they tend to do is you'll have people on there who haven't necessarily booked for that, but they'll have a themed thing where they'll have lots of cookery courses and different things on there, or a photography one or whatever. So it's not, if you didn't necessarily want to do that, it's, you know, you're not going to have anything else to do because there are other things going on.
Yeah.
But they do advertise them as having the activities that specialise for people as well. So it's ideal. You know, but at the same time, say if you went with a group of friends and a couple of you wanted to do the photography or anything, other people on it wouldn't necessarily want to. They could go in and do other things. It's not a problem.
Yeah, so they could just chill out.
Just chill out in a spa.
Chill out in the spa,
running, whatever. Now, they do have running tracks.
Yes, I know. I have actually once, I think, used it. Now, one of the popular types of cruises, and I know we did mention this on a previous programme, but is actually going to the Northern Lights, seeing the Northern Lights.
Yes.
Or the Aurora Borealis, I think is the actual
name.
Yes. Very difficult for me to say that. But.
Yes, definitely. I think because you haven't got that light pollution that you have in cities or anywhere else. So if you are out in the middle of nowhere, you're more likely to, and it's a beautiful way to see it and experience it, and whilst having all the facilities to hand.
Yeah, no, exactly. Now, if you don't really like the idea of these sort of maybe larger ships, although I appreciate that some of those ships that do those sort of northern areas are often a bit smaller, aren't they?
They have to be to get into smaller ports, yeah.
But if you maybe fancy one of the tall ship cruises, what are the sort of destinations that you can go to on those?
Again, they vary, but I think they're very, very popular for the Caribbean islands.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, because of the size of them, and you get to go to some of the less cruisy orientated islands that have the big ports, so you get to sort of the more unusual, smaller destinations, because you've got the smaller ports, so you can actually get off the boat, and it's beautiful. A lot of the time, Asia again, because you can go to lots of different island hopping, lots of different resorts, lots of different places, but anywhere. And depending on time of the year.
Yes.
And obviously in Europe, you tend to have more in Europe in the summer, and then Caribbean winter
time.
So they move.
So just say you wanted to, you know, you wanted to go on a tall ship cruise around the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, you would have to fly out to a particular
island. You would usually, fly out to wherever it's start, finish.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can pick it up in different places, but it depends. And then, some people like to do a 7-night on a cruise and then a couple of nights either side, you know, just to relax and on the beach and then fly home again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite a nice way of doing
sounds
it.
Sounds good
and
to
it's,
me.
It's absolutely lovely. And I think the nice thing about the tall ships is the fact that it's less crowded, do get into the smaller ports, because some of the bigger ships, when they all dock in the same ports on the same day, and it's chaos.
I know. Well, I have actually been places where I have seen that happen, that like two or three really big cruise ships have come into the port, and the sort of local shops, which
just selling
are probably
out
very touristy,
yeah,
but they're absolutely full of all the people just that come tourists. Off, come off
whereas
the ship.
With the smaller ships, because you can go to unusual, different ports, much yes. smaller ports, much nicer islands,
yeah.
because it's not all touristy base, and you get to see the proper real Caribbean yeah, as opposed to yeah. just these big ports.
Yeah,
because no, ports that sounds look really the same, interesting. Really.
Well, I think that can happen, unfortunately. Mm,
it's
like,
a shame.
It's a bit like yeah. high streets these days, yeah. isn't it? They all tend to look one like the other because they've got mm. the same shops in them, which is not helpful. And also, I mean, if you maybe would prefer something even within the UK or in Europe, you can. There's river cruises are
river
quite cruise popular.
At fantastic. I've got a client that's leaving in a few days. And they're doing a 14-night river cruise.
Oh, okay.
You can literally do the whole of you know the Danube and then end up in Amsterdam.
Yes.
It's an amazing time.
Yeah, yeah.
And
just
that's
totally relaxed.
His wife's 85th birthday.
Oh, wow.
So, and, that, and the
that
nice
is
thing,
really good,
that's
isn't it?
Just such a lovely thing to do. And I think with the a lot of the good river cruises, all your excursions are included daily.
Yeah.
So you can go off and go on, and then they tailor them around. Again, activities. You've got, I think they've got one, but whether one destination they're going to the opera, and that's included. Everything this is included. You have a plan where you can just choose all your own activities, and you're going to castles and museums and exhibitions, and all that is included because they're not the cheapest option sometimes.
No.
But the fact that everything is there and you can tailor it around, and the fact that you can go to see some amazing operas in beautiful European cities that you can't get tickets for normally, but it's included.
That is so really, yeah. really
and makes it really special.
Information.
Now, you don't have to go for that long. They're just because it's a special occasion. You can just do one of the shorter ones
yeah,
for a week. Obviously,
yeah.
they're doing a back-to-back one, so they're just doing
yeah.
a lot longer. But
and
presumably, way.
When you do these river cruises, you probably go to a number, you know, a lot of towns and cities that maybe
so
you wouldn't
places.
Normally have mm. gone to.
And you realise that it's like with anything. You realise there's so much more out there. You swear to these smaller places,
yeah.
and it's beautiful.
Are there just because we have always mentioned the sort of safety aspect of some of these mm. holidays on the river cruises? I mean, what would the medical facilities be on?
Again,
those?
The same as with normal cruises, but obviously a smaller scale. They always have doctors on board, or a doctor, because or someone and facilities, medical facilities, because.
Yeah.
They know, with especially with river cruises and cruises in general, it's always been... There are more younger people going now, but it's always been an older generation
yes,
that have done
absolutely,
it.
Yeah.
So it's just... It's a safety aspect. And, you know, when you fill out all your details, they've got all your medical issues. If you've got any problems or anything extra you need, it's all there.
Yeah, and they can be prepared.
They're prepared,
just in
yeah.
case. I mean, obviously, chances are nothing is going to happen to
and
anybody.
And I think the nice thing about river cruises is it's a lot more gentle. Because it's
yes.
you're where it's either a river canal whatever it's where it is where you stop you are in the centre and in the middle of a city
yes.
so you haven't got these horrible long coach journeys or long walks you're there
yes and you're not
so
going to have to face a force 10 gale
no you just get
coming
off
out of nowhere.
Wander or if you don't fancy that place you just sit on the deck and watch everybody else from
yes.
around glass of wine the book.
Oh, that sounds good to me. Okay, well, thank you, Rachel. And that's really useful information. Thank you.
Thank you.